Welcome to the Nation Magazine Podcasts. You're listening to Nation Conversations, exclusive audio of Nation forums, events, seminars, and salons.
Hi, I'm Richard Kim, executive editor of thenation.com, and I am joined today by the Allison Kilkenny, blogger for The Nation and the co-host of Citizen Radio. And Allison is headed to Chicago for the NATO summit, which begins on May 20th. And there's going to be a heavy Occupy presence there. Allison, can you tell me a little bit about what the Occupy demonstrators want? What are they protesting?
Sure. Well, it's the same thing that the Occupy Wall Street protesters wanted, which is it's a general anti-capitalism, anti-austerity protest. They're in opposition to the cuts that are being made to average people's resources. So it's largely the same thing that the Occupy Wall Street protesters.
And how is that linked to NATO, though? Which is the military organization, right? So what's the link there?
Well, the one thing that we're certainly not cutting funds for is the military. So that's a large part of the protest where it's like, you know, we're asking average people to sacrifice their already meager means, and yet every year it seems as though the military budget is going up, up, up. And NATO really is indicative of like the 1% of countries. You know, it's the richest countries in the world gathering to essentially further militarize the planet. So especially this is timely now with the drone strikes that are in the news a lot and President Obama's decision to increase drone strikes. So Occupy Chicago will be protesting what they see as an unjust budget, what they see as, illegal drone strikes and stuff like that.
You mentioned the drone strikes. So I think also the Iraq Veterans Against the War will be at Chicago, as well as the National Nurses Union. What do they have planned?
Well, these are the two, I would argue, the most exciting events that are happening this week. The National Nurses United, which is an organization of 170,000 nurses across the country, are gathering in protest. And their organizer, Jan Rodolfo, was saying, you know, students are drowning in these student loan debts, patients are unable to refill their pain medications, people can't afford health insurance, and yet, as I said, average people are being asked to sacrifice their meager means. And the second event you mentioned is on May 20th on Sunday. The Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans and Andy Thayer and the Coalition Against NATO / G8 War and Poverty Agenda are leading a procession, and it's going to be a really moving moment. The veterans are turning over their service medals to military NATO generals. In opposition to the wars, the ongoing wars. So that's going to be a really significant, powerful moment.
Right. We all know Rahm Emanuel, former Obama advisor, is now mayor of Chicago.
Yes.
And what has the city of Chicago and Rahm sort of done to prepare for these demonstrations?
Put the city of Chicago under lockdown, essentially. Some of the most radical measures ever have been passed in Chicago. There are really absurd requirements now, such as like the size of the protest signs. Like, they've gone into really minute detail with it. And there's more police than ever. Rahm Emanuel now has the power to deputize whoever he wants, and there's no sunset clause provision to that.
Wow.
Really extreme stuff, but I was happy to hear that one of the events I didn't know about until yesterday, actually, on May 19th, there's going to be a march to Rahm Emanuel's house. So protesters are literally bringing this to his front doorstep.
Great. There was some concern, I think, from people early on about repeating the sort of optics of Chicago 1968, that you would see these sort of street protests. And obviously, that was a sort of greater concern when the G8 was also going to be in Chicago. You know, what do you have to say about that? Does that worry you? Is that something that's of concern?
I mean, it's always of concern, I think, when you have a big tent movement like Occupy. There's always the possibility that the Black Bloc will make an appearance. In fact, they're scheduled to make an appearance. They've been allocated time. So, you know, when you have a big tent movement like that, it's likely that there will be radical elements to it, but overwhelmingly Occupy has committed itself to nonviolence, to peacefully demonstrating. So, you know, as far as I've seen in my coverage of Occupy, it's an overwhelmingly peaceful movement.
You know, looking ahead, you know, there's going to be the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, where Bank of America is also headquartered, and Occupy had a presence there at its recent shareholder meeting, the RNC in Tampa. Is Occupy going to be a presence at those conventions? Can we expect to see them there?
I'm sure, but what I've also been telling people is Occupy is by no means the end game. I don't know if Occupy is eventually going to evolve into a different kind of movement entirely. I'm sure they'll keep a lot of their same themes, but I don't think it's going to ever be the same Occupy that we saw in September with, you know, occupying the square at Zuccotti. There might be future occupations, but, you know, and if anybody's making predictions at this point about what Occupy is going to look like in a few months, they're lying. Nobody has any idea.
And those cities, the mayors of those cities have also applied sort of Rahm Emanuel Chicago style tactics, right, to sort of pen in protesters and in advance of any demonstration, really shut the ability to protest down. Can you tell us a little bit about what Tampa and Charlotte have set into place?
Yeah, well, I think of the two, the most extreme is the RNC. I mean, in Tampa, they have a tank. Like, you can see a photo of it.
They have a tank.
Okay. They called it an armored vehicle, but that's a euphemism. I mean, if you look at the photo online, it is a tank. And they've done really, really radical raids on Occupy Miami ahead of the RNC, where it looked like a SWAT team going in. It looked like, you know, a significant drug bust. And these were people who were not only peacefully occupying a building, but they had permission to do so from the person who owned the building. So they weren't illegal squatters, and yet they were treated, you know, like they were drug lords or something. So it's more of the same, putting a city under lockdown, you know, under the guise of, you know, preserving democracy, which is sort of an absurd statement in itself.
Well, thank you, Allison, for joining us today. And you can read Allison Kilkenny's coverage at thenation.com. She'll be filing dispatches from the streets of Chicago with Occupy, the National Nurses United, and Iraq Veterans Against the War. Thanks, Allison.
Thank you.
Nation Conversations is a product of The Nation magazine and is available on iTunes. You can hear more podcasts at thenation.com/audio. Thanks for listening.